If it is not my portion to meet thee in this life, then let me ever feel that I have missed thy sight. Let me not forget for a moment, let me carry the pangs of this sorrow in my dreams and in my wakeful hours. As my days pass in the crowded market of this world, and my hands grow full with the daily profits, let me ever feel that I have gained nothing. Let me not forget for a moment. Let me carry the pangs of this sorrow in my dreams and in my wakeful hours. When I sit by the roadside, tired and panting, when I spread my bed low in the dust, let me ever feel that the long journey is still before me. Let me not forget a moment. Let me carry the pangs of this sorrow in my dreams and in my wakeful hours. When my rooms have been decked out and the flutes sound and the laughter there is loud, let me ever feel that I have not invited thee to my house. Let me not forget for a moment. Let me carry the pangs of this sorrow in my dreams and in my wakeful hours. Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Getting tweaked here before going out. We had rain this morning, but it looks like I'm going to be okay now. I think I'm going to go 2 to 4. I'm not that energized this morning. So, you know, it's quarter till noon. So took my sweet time this morning for everything. Just finished breakfast, actually. The bread is heavy, but it's good. I felt that it was going to be that way. But I will definitely know what the problem is. So I will solution that next by using the old yeast just to put in, and then the younger one. Both packages are basically good, and I will make up for it. That should do just fine. Garage door works. The gate, sorry. So I got everything loaded. I got everything away from outside yesterday, so back into the garage. So it's quite a few piles to burn. But everything is clean. Actually, hold on a second. Is stuff here? I'm wondering, can that be moved? I have to look at that here. It's kind of a stump of like a century plant. I think it was a century plant or some kind of a cacti. And it's rotten. But I'm looking at it and I'm thinking if I can get it off, I should be able to burn that when I get a nice strong fire. Anyway, bringing the treat for Chupa Chup with me. Actually, it doesn't look too bad here. He says, it felt like it rained. Maybe it was just more windy than rain. Eh? Oh, let me get this thing out of the driveway here. A piece of a twig. Anyway, I forgot her name. When I was in Navarrete, I met this English-British couple. And if I'm not mistaken, they were on bikes. And I'm not sure if they stayed, but they stopped by the albergue, they got a drink, and then we chatted. No, they stayed, because I saw them in the morning. Anyway, so Christian couple, with a big C. Anyway, so it was kind of a nice exchange, you know, but they were kind of evangelical, you know, quote unquote. So proselytizing a little bit. The gospel, but it was kind of a nice exchange. And this morning, you know, she sent me a WhatsApp. She was listening to this Christian podcast and she thought of me, so she shared that. So I will definitely listen to it. Well, I will try.
my response to her when she said me that it was like, you know, as long as you don't expect anything, I'll be happy to check it out, you know. And that's what she said. So anyway, so it was interesting, a blast from the past. At last. I was trying to make it rhyme with the most past. A blast, at last, a blast from the past. Yeah, it's actually windy, chilly today. So, but next week it's going to be like 20, 21 degrees going up to like 12 in the morning. So, it just feels very warm to me. Anyway. But that's for that. I think a lot on my mind lately has had to do with the idea of how one behaves, you know? Or how one is to behave or expected to, or what is considered the right way. And there is definitely, the dissonance for me when it comes to, you know, what seems to be expected, or that's given, you know, as a man, things men do. And I could not disagree more. That's going to be interesting moving forward, you know, more so if I do have a significant connection with another human being. And more than likely in this case, it would be a woman. But in terms of those things that are just assumed to be, that's the way that it is. And if you don't, then there's something wrong with you. That it is wrong, you know, if it's not applied. I would dare say, regardless of the reasoning. So for me, the whole gentleman-like behavior, I have a problem with it. Yeah, there's a lot of scum that dress beautifully. That on the outside, you know, it looks so nice. It looks politically correct. Pressed, starched, you know, folded the way it should be. And they play the role just fine. But that's it. There is nothing behind it. And that seems to be less of a concern than the pretending to me. Though, I think when you move away from the city, from the urban life, things change a little bit. There's kind of a natural reality in terms of if you're going to make it, you know, there are things that you have to be able to do. And it doesn't matter what you look like, what you say. Your actions will be more significant. But in the city, I feel like there's more of a hustle, you know? There's more semantic rhetoric going on. It is way more intellectual. And so, and I guess, you know, on the Camino, that's mostly what I'm going to be meeting. A lot of people come from cities. Yeah. And of course, the future seems to be pretty much that the future of the world is going to be urbanized, concentrating, you know, in urban settings, population, with better skyscraper, you know, high rises. So, you're kind of realizing that it is not natural for me. I mean, I could pretend, I guess, you know, for however long. I could pretend, I could play, you know, I could play along and doing it that way so I can get what I want, this quid pro quo. But that doesn't seem to make sense anymore. Because I'm like, yes, then what? Then what? Sorry. I knew that, actually. I was just polishing that bread. Well, just a little slice. So I need that in my denture. And that annoys me when I'm aware of it. I want to get it out. Mm-hmm. So I had this image of being in an albergue, you know, and somebody making like a critical comment about, God knows what, you know, like the lodging, the place being dirty, or whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. But the idea is, you know, it is negative. And so me kind of replying to that, but that's not really useful. You know, I can think what I think. Hola. I can think what I think. But voicing it in that way, how useful is that? What does it do? And so I think it's kind of a weird analogy in a way, I'm realizing now, but that's, I actually dreamt about that. Also, that somebody was telling me that, my bottom teeth were going to fall out within the next year or two. Kind of a weird one. But the idea of, you know, not fitting or the idea of believing that not only is that not necessary, but it's actually not fitting. I guess maybe the thing with the dream about the guy complaining or me saying, but that's not useful. That's why I'm not going to go into that with you. If you want to, that's fine, but I'm not going to go there because it goes nowhere. You know, to complain about something is so unproductive. Now, if there's a place, if there's a relevant place where you feel like you can meaningfully express it, that's a different story. But the whole gossiping, you know, cotillar, chismes, chismorear, I think that's what they call it, chismorear. Chisme is gossip. Okay, hold on, I'm getting near. Chupa chup, she must be. Okay, it's not a very pretty day. So, let's see. I think she might be outside anyway. I'm always kind of looking. Oh, he might have taken her. No? Hey, you! I didn't. Where were you? Hola! Yay! Good morning! Come on, sir. Yes, yes, yes. Go get your ball. Go get your ball. Go get your ball. You're gonna get. Yeah! You're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Well, there is the owner. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, well, I'll give you a treat later. I'm not going to go in there with the owner. Okay. Well, she looks happy. I'm glad you can move out. All right. Anyway. An older fellow. I haven't really seen him much. So let me recap here to get back into the gist of it. Having this conversation with my little British. Yes! ciao, girl. See you later. Made me think of that. Not that there was really any real connection, or maybe that's something that happened along the line. But coming to this Jesus moment of realizing that a lot of my behavior has been driven or at least inspired by this idea of return on investment. And obviously my intolerance for it now when I smell it, I know it is steeped in my history. You know, it's not like, that's not me and I don't like it. You know, it's not that. You know, you get triggered by what's yours or by something that has something to do with you. You know, you're not a victim. I don't believe that. And so, kind of a lack of confidence, you know, work to be done on self-esteem, and also having an experience of, you know, kind of being in a passenger seat of love, you know, to feel love. So something that definitely with Glenda was kind of the birth, the genesis of kind of that newfound exploration and coming to a place of being like, you know, I deserve it. I'm good enough. Not perfect, but I'm good enough. And I don't need to be any different. And the idea of, you know, feeling judged, feeling rejected, and all of that, and not accepting that anymore. And it's definitely an evolution. It's nowhere finished. And so, you know, looking forward, you know, at least over this year, I was also thinking about my little romantic escapades. Escapada. An escapade. Escapada. Yeah, getaway. Escapada. I've had, like, since the divorce, which was November 2017. Then in May 18, I had a thing with Katie for a few days. And then nothing until, well, I guess it was a while. From May 19 to October 2019 with Pilar. And then kind of until like the end of 2020 with Pilar. And then June 21, Belen. June 21 to 4 months and a half. And then that was in 2020. I think 2021, and then 23 in August. So 2 years later, it seems to be exponentially growing, right? My sabbatical stretch. So, but you know, you never know. There could be an encounter, and the idea of not being overwhelmed. Because I remember with Jenny, you know, when she came back, I didn't want to fuck. You know, kissing and all that stuff, that was wonderful. That was freaking amazing. But I didn't want to fuck the first night. I did, but I didn't want to. That was my kind of idea, but it was just something that I got washed away. You know, like a silly sand castle on a morning tide. Just inconsequential. And I really would now, you know, if I was to meet somebody, unless I'm really wrong, you know, and we'll see, this is winter, of course. You know, when spring comes, you know, am I going to get horny again? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be the same. I really do believe that there's been a shift in terms of, yes, it is something that's nice, you know, but in and of itself, it's not enough. You know, it's just not enough. And it's kind of like using a drug, and I don't want it recreationally. I'm not interested. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I get it, you know, in the 20s or 30s. Heck, even my 40s. But now in my 50s, I think there's more. I think more can be had from it. And I have a feeling that it's kind of like a speed bump, you know, if you go back and indulge yourself, you're just slowing down. And I think I'm ready. So that's what will be interesting, you know, if I find myself in that situation again. Number one, you know, am I ready, you know, for that? And then also to really be honest and to not let either the courting process or the prospect of coitus, you know, to be the factor. Hello, the olive tree there, swaying with that wind. So, for what it's worth, so I'm not going to be going on trail anyway because it's going to be a little muddy, more than likely. I don't know. I'm just thinking. I think I'm going to go toward that park, and turn around. We'll see. That's kind of my idea. So anyway, so that's kind of... coming back quite a few times and visiting me this idea about not acting, you know, or not pretending or not playing that role, and to really be honest. And it is, you know, it is highly probable that my honesty is going to be possibly the greatest card blocker. But you know what? Maybe that is a great filter to have. And I have not used it, so I keep finding myself going down those rabbit holes that lead nowhere. And I'm not realizing that that's happening because there's something that I keep doing. And the idea that I would know, that I would have the solution, is I don't have to go to a store, I don't have to do a workshop, I don't have to buy a book. Okay, somebody here, we got a car coming behind. You gotta watch out here because it's gonna be slippery. Muddy, muddy. Yeah. Well, that's one thing about the keen sandal. Those things are packing the mud, and then I get a little bit of dirt inside the shoes. The mud. Keep it out. My goodness. Anyway. So. What I don't know is, I might do the fire stuff, actually, you know? Huh. I might do that. I mean, everything is ready. I have all the wood in the garage. Some is a little wet, but I got a very nice pile, tippy pile, going on. And, so what do I do? Do I go here or do I go here? Yes, I do have my hat and I have my jacket. I guess not. Okay. I'll go there. So I finished Coach Carter yesterday and I was able to read a little bit and then went to bed still quite early. You know? But I realized. A few days and interesting. So it's kind of just today. The wind was forecasted. There is a torn up umbrella from Paraguay, un guardashuva, un ombrello, Italian. I don't think I've learned it in Japanese. An umbrella. Turn around. Oof. I don't know if it's going to be hard.